Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura alongside Dave DiNatale in for Matt Wilhelm today. And Dog Pound, if you're looking for a Browns pregame party, get to Dog Pound Drive. I'll be there. Wilhelm will be there. Dino, will you be down on Dog Pound Drive?
Not this week, but I will be there. I will be there before the end of the year. I will be at Dog Pound Drive.
It is, after all, the official Cleveland Browns pregame party. It's back this season. It kicks off 3 hours for every Browns home game on the south side of First Energy Stadium. Enjoy beer, food trucks, and music from DJs and live bands. Catch the next Dog Pound Drive pregame party on Sunday, September the 27th, when the Browns take on the Raiders, featuring DJ Steph Floss and live music from Velvet Shake. Dino, let's get a little after further review before we hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, at 2 o'clock.
Yes, that's coming up.
After further review.
All right, Nathan, first and foremost, what was the biggest area of improvement on this team from week one to week two, talking about the Browns?
I'm going to say it was the defensive line, the front's ability to get pressure. One quarterback hit in all of the first game against the New York Jets. In this one, they got to the quarterback for 7 sacks and 11 quarterback hits. Mariota was beaten up in a big, big way. The great news, 5 of those 7 sacks came without the blitz, just pressure, guys winning their one-on-one matchups. You love to see that. So a big tip of the cap to Armani Bryant, John Hughes, Danny Shelton, Randy Starks, getting after the quarterback, Paul Kruger, and Jamie Meter.
I love it. You know, it's not just one guy. It was a group effort, and I think that was big. You know what mine was, just to be different? I saw Isaiah Crowell look like the Crow on Sunday.
I agree.
Yeah. Being able to – look, the offensive line played better. I don't think there's any question about it. But, you know, you guys talked about it all last week. Mike Pettine talked about it. The ability to be able to shake past that first defender, to be able to explode through the hole and get to the second level. And Crow did that. And I just, on the touchdown, I think I tweeted, I'm like, boy, that's the Crow we know and love. And when he's a weapon like that, the Browns are going to be so much better off in the long run.
Yeah, it was the best that he's been since Atlanta.
Yeah.
It was the best that he's been since that homecoming game for him. It was great to see. 72 yards. And the offensive line gets credit. They got him 2 yards down the field on average before he takes contact. And I always said, if you get Isaiah Crowell that, he'll average 5 yards a carry for you. What did he average in this one? Boom. Right about 5 yards per carry.
Big, big difference. Makes Johnny Manziel's life a lot easier, too.
Sure.
After further review.
Speaking of Johnny football, the best thing that Johnny Manziel did on Sunday was blank.
I want to say not turn the ball over, but that was not necessarily all his good fortune, if you know what I mean. So I'm going to say the best thing that Johnny Manziel did on Sunday was take advantage of the big play opportunities when they were there. And he hit the bomb to Travis on the second play of the game, and then the bomb to Travis to ice the game. That's what it is.
The best thing that Johnny Manziel did Sunday was play within himself. He did, you know. There was a throw to Hawk, and I want to say it was either in the first quarter or the second quarter, where he was able to just kind of keep the play alive, move out of the pocket a little bit, but still able to look down, find the open man, not force it in there. He played within himself, and so I loved seeing that.
That was the one where he kind of ended up rolling out right and then hit Hawkins coming back off the sideline?
Yes, exactly.
So that play right there, and that's an interesting one, and I wish I could do a film breakdown on this one. I wish I got to do more of these on the website. So that was a play that showed the fact – it showed some of the progress of Johnny Manziel and also showed some of the room for improvement for Johnny Manziel. So in that play, if you were to watch it back on the All-22 – he had Gary Barnage on a deep dig right over the middle of the field, right in his line of vision, wide open in the hole in the zone. And that probably was the read. He looked at it, didn't see it. He missed it, didn't throw it. But what he did was roll out, bought time with his legs, saw Andrew Hawkins come back off the sideline and made a very difficult throw across his body right on the money. And so it showed what you still get from him when he doesn't even win, but it also showed that there's still so much room for improvement when he can continually do that. And he made some good reads from the pocket, but he also had some where he didn't make some good reads from the pocket. And if he can continue to improve that and see it on tape, then I think he has an opportunity to continue his progress. And the only way he's going to get better from the pocket is playing games.
Yeah, he needs reps, live reps.
After further review.
All right, on the other side of the ball, Nathan, on a scale of 1 to 10, and on the Jason Gibbs scale, 10 being the most worried, 1 being the least worried, how concerned are you about the Browns' run defense?
7. I want it to get cleaned up. I wonder if there are some scheme issues that are happening. I wonder if there are just some talent issues on the end, on the edge. I also wonder if the Browns kind of decided, all right, we're up 21-0. Let's let them run the football more so than pick up chunk plays throwing the football, and that caused some of the softness. But I'd love to see them come out with a game where, yes, they look very good defending the run, and everybody kind of says, that's what it's supposed to look like for this Cleveland Browns defense. I will say, however, that when you look at the numbers rushing the football, the Browns are doing a much better job up the middle than they did. Last week, it was literally right off between the right guard and the right tackle, that off-tackle run. That's where they had 86 of their yards and averaged basically 10 yards a carry. Up the middle, they were under 4 yards a carry. So it's, again, that's where they're having their issues. That's where they had it in week number one, too. It was the edge. It was the edge against the New York Jets where they struggled to stop the running game. And until they can kind of get the edge taken care of, it's going to be difficult. I'm pulling up the stats there. Right up the middle, they averaged 2.6 yards a carry. Now, just to either guard side, 5.3 and 4.3, that was good. But when you go out to the edges, 5.7 and 6.0. And then all the way out on the edge on the left side, 11.5 yards a carry. They've got to do a better job on the edges, and I think that will help funnel things inside where I believe they actually are fairly strong.
And as we approach the top of the hour, we're going to wrap it up with this.
After further review...
After Sunday's win, what's the one reason you are confident the Browns can beat the Raiders Sunday?
What is the one area?
What's the one reason you're confident? If you could kind of narrow it down to your top reason why you're confident the Browns can beat the Raiders.
I think that the Raiders defense can be run on. I think that they struggle in their secondary as well. So I think it's a game that sets up well for the offense. And the fact that they're at home is what really gives me the most confidence. I think the dog pound brings it. I think it changes the environment. I think it's worth yards of field position. I think it's worth maybe a turnover here or there. So I'm going to say that really it's the home field advantage and then their ability to score points on that defense.
And the other – this doesn't have anything to do with Sunday's win, but the home field advantage, Raiders have to travel cross country.
They do as well.
And I think that's a big thing. Yep. I think, Nathan, a victory like what they had Sunday – just kind of relaxes everybody on this football team. You get the monkey off your back. You get that win, and you can feel better about it a little bit. I think the fact that you were able to run the football and defensively, certainly, although there are areas to clean up, you played better. If I look at it from one perspective, the one reason why I'm confident the Browns can beat the Raiders Sunday, because I think they can get to Derek Carr. I think their rush can get to Derek Carr and force mistakes.
He's been brilliant, by the way, against
pressure
so far this year. He's actually been the most effective quarterback in the NFL. That needs to change against us, hopefully. But so far, Derek Carr has been fantastic against
pressure. I love the young Raiders players that I was talking to Grossi about it. I think the Raiders are actually – I feel like they're finally doing things right. They've got a nice core of young players around there, but I still think the Browns can beat them.
I certainly do as well. All right, when we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, right after this on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.